Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Tuesday. I pray that you are well this morning and in perfect health and spirit. This morning, I wanted to read to you from two verses in Mark. It reads, "But when the teachers of religious law, who were Pharisees, saw him eating with tax collectors and other sinners, they asked his disciples, 'Why does he eat with scum?' When Jesus heard this, he told them, 'Healthy people don't need a doctor. Sick people do. I have come to call not those who think they are righteous, but those who know they are sinners.'" Mark chapter 2, verses 16 and 17. Today I pray that you would pause for a moment and think about how to care for others that are around you. Caring for them, not just, you know, say, "Oh, I care," but with your faithful love, grace, and understanding. We are all so different. But, you know, at some time in our lives, we have all felt like an outsider. When we feel lonely or isolated, we want so badly for someone on the inside to come close and draw us in. What the scenario speaks on in Mark is about reality in so many lives, in us and others, every day. It may be at lunchtime, at dinner time, in the restaurant, in the school, on the job. It doesn't matter if you're 15 or 55 years old. There's always that, "Where do I sit when I'm alone?" It's easy to sit with friends if you have them, but if you look around, so many are isolated. Jesus teaches us to love one another. It's about building relationships no matter what. We may disagree sometimes. We may not have anything in common with others. But with Jesus, he doesn't look at all that. He doesn't look at our past. He doesn't look at our circumstances. He sees beyond our differences, and he seeks us out. The scripture speaks volumes to us in our lives to go out and do the same, following the example of Christ, risking a little awkwardness or ridicule, and not worrying what others say when we see how we can connect with our fellow human beings. We see what we can do with our brothers and sisters in Christ and how we can love them. So today, again, I pray that you would go out and have compassion for the people who you don't know yet, the people who you don't love yet, the lonely, the bereaved, the ones that have lost his or her way, the one praying for a second chance, the one who is waiting to be accepted. Today, go out and show God's glory through your incredible humanity today, love. Go out and be who God calls you to be. Look, Jesus. Good morning, Father God. Thank you for breathing air into our lungs this morning. Thank you, Lord, for our health, strength, and wisdom today. God of grace and mercy, I pray that you would take your uniqueness, your blessedness, our diversity today, and let us come together, Lord God, with unity and compassion. Help us to respect and nurture differences. Draw us closer to others as we draw closer to you, Lord God. Teach us to love more without condition. Let us be seekers so that we may be able to identify the lonely. We may be able to identify the unjust, the hurt, the ones that have been set apart because of who they are or their lack for that matter. Let us stand with courage and be you today so that others may see you in us and feel the love they have been longing for today, Lord God. Use us today, Lord God. Give us the courage to go out, Lord God, and seek the individual sitting by themselves. And even if we just can say, "Hello, how are you?" and take the time to be still and listen, it may be someone that was just seeking a good morning, seeking a good afternoon, seeking a hello, seeking someone to truly want to know how they're doing. Lord, teach us, Lord God, to be you. Show us, Lord God, each and every day how we can have more and more compassion in our lives. Touch us today, Lord God. Touch us like never before. It is in Jesus' name We pray and give you all glory and all honor. Amen, amen, amen. I'm sorry, love, for a little stumbling here and there, but my kids were leaving late this morning and they was trying to have a conversation with me in the middle of the call. They're usually out by 6:30. So I apologize if you were trying to keep up and there was a little stumbling there, but God knows I love you. He knows the prayer of the righteous. He knows what we're doing. He knows where we're going. And I pray that you would follow his lead today and be love and be great. I love you so much. God bless you. Be great. I love you. I love you. I love you. And there's nothing you can do about it. Okay? All right. Have a good one.